A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were getting on in years. Once, when he was serving as priest before God and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. Now, at the time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink. Even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man and my wife is getting on in years." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak until the day these things occur." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondered at his delay in the sanctuary. When he did come out, he could not speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He kept motioning to them and remained unable to speak. When his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she remained in seclusion. She said, "This is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace I have endured among my people." The Gospel of the Lord. There is so much that is a part of this gospel. Where do we focus our attention? Do we focus on the action of the priest Zechariah offering incense, or on the sudden appearance of the angel Gabriel with his news that Zechariah's prayer had been heard? Do we focus on Zechariah's wonderment and disbelief and apparent punishment, or on the crowd outside waiting for Zechariah, wondering what's keeping him so long? Or do we focus on his son to be born, John the Baptist, and how he'll be filled with the Holy Spirit? Or on Elizabeth, the one who was called barren, who acknowledges her pain and suffering, which is now dispersed in the Lord's faithfulness? All of this activity in this gospel is like the bells and music and shopping and gatherings that mark the season of Christmas preparation, all wonderful in and of itself. But today, we do not focus on any of this. Instead, these waning days of Advent and today's gospel draw us into silence and solitude, that necessary space of hope and expectation. I used to think that Zechariah was punished into muteness when he questioned how it was that he and Elizabeth were to become parents in their old age. It certainly sounds like punishment in Luke's telling of the story, when Gabriel says to the old priest, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak, until the day these things occur. Now, though, I like to think that Zechariah was blessed with the gift of silence. For silence is oftentimes the only appropriate response when we come to know and hear the action and love of God in our lives. Sometimes there just are no words that can express the mystery and experience of God. Elizabeth understood this. Luke goes to great pains emphasizing her and Zechariah's righteousness. But such righteousness didn't prevent the pain of glances and whisperings from members of her community who wondered about what sin it must have been that caused her barrenness. For 5 months, she entered into the solitude of seclusion, allowing the seed of God's promise to be nurtured, listening to nothing but the sweetness of God's grace healing her and preparing her for motherhood. How often do we take time for silence and solitude in our lives to nurture that space where hope and expectation are birthed? What is the deep desire of our heart saying to us in such quietude? Do we hear the word of God whispering to us about promise and peace, mercy and healing, life and love? Do we dare to hope that this word will be fulfilled for us, perhaps even through us? A number of years ago, Ted Loader wrote a prayer that speaks of such expectation. It's entitled, "I Am Silent and Expectant." I leave it with you as a blessing for these last days of Advent. I am silent and expectant. How silently the wondrous gift is given. I would be silent now, Lord, and expectant, that I may receive the gift I need, so I may become the gifts others need.